Hello everyone, I'm Kevin Remde, a technical evangelist with Microsoft. Now in this video, I'm going to show you how to use the Azure CLI to navigate to and select a virtual machine image. And because Microsoft Azure is getting to be so big with so many different images and solutions available from Microsoft and third parties, it's important to know how to navigate to and find the image details you need when you're working with the new resource group functionality that's in Azure. Now, to create a virtual machine in the Azure Resource Group using the CLI, you're going to have four important bits of information. You're going to have to know the publisher, the offer, the SKU, and then the image version. When you have all of those little bits of information, they combine to make an image name that then can be used to create the virtual machine. Now, the CLI is something that you actually have to install, a command line interface. And if you look at the download section of the Azure portal, notice if I scroll a little bit down, we have the Azure command line interface options, and that it is available not only for Windows, but for Mac and for Linux as well. So that's pretty nice that we can do this on any of these, and what I'm going to demonstrate actually will work in any of those environments. Now, to do this demonstration, I'm going to simplify the process a little bit. I'm at the command line here, and I can actually just type Azure to show that I do have the command line interface installed. And that gives me a top level of help as well. So what additional commands are available and then how to use those. And I can find additional help on any one of those also. Now for the demonstration, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I have some things that I'm going to copy and paste into the command line so that I can spare you some mistyped information. But one of the things you're going to have to do is to actually log into your account in order to work with this. And currently working with resource groups in Azure and in the resource group mode, you do have to be logging in with a Microsoft account. So you can't, with an organizational account, not a Microsoft account. One of the options you would have, as you see here, I could actually download the published settings file and then import it in order to set up a certificate-based authentication. But even with that, that's not actually supported currently working with resource groups in the CLI. So I'm going to run a command to log me in. So I'm going to copy and paste that here. So here I can enter my password. And it's logged me in. Now, one of the notes that I have in the information that came back from the CLI is that I only really have one subscription currently associated with this particular organizational account. So it's already added that subscription as my default subscription. And that's nice. But if I didn't have that, or if I had more than one subscription, I could actually use this command here, Azure Account List. And that'll show me all the subscriptions that my currently logged in account has access to. And I could then use a command such as Azure Account Set to then associate that particular subscription with our session. Now, in order to work in Azure Resource Manager mode, I'm going to have to actually set that as the configuration. So I'm going to use the Azure Config Mode ARM in order to set it there. In order to set the configuration the mode to Azure Service Manager mode, which is the traditional legacy way of doing things, we could use a new mode is ASM. I also would need to know locations, and there is an Azure location command, set of commands. So what's nice about this is that it also shows not only the locations available, but also the services, by service available. So some services, some capabilities are available in some regions and not others. And we can also then concatenate location names when we're using the CLI. So if I'm referring to, for example, West US, I can use it in quotes, certainly in the command line, or I can actually just concatenate it as one word like that. Now, I mentioned we need to know in the CLI, we need to, in order to get access to an image, in order to use it, we have to have the publisher, the offer, the SKU, and then the version. So I can start off by listing the publishers, and in this case I'm going to list them in the Western United States, by using the Azure VM Image List Publishers command. So there it is. And it lists me all the publishers that currently have offers in the Western United States. Now, the one I'm interested in is Microsoft Windows Server. Microsoft Windows Server is a publisher name here. So if I run the command Azure VM Image List Offers, which I'll paste in here, it's going to prompt me for the publisher. So I'll enter the publisher that I discovered, and it shows me that the offer, the only one offer available from this publisher in the Microsoft Windows Server publisher, and that is Windows Server. So there's two parts of my puzzle that I've solved here. Now I need to get the list of SKUs. And again, if I do the Azure VM Image List SKUs West US, it will then prompt me for the publisher. Now it'll prompt me for the offer, and we've discovered that. Notice that these don't have to be capitalized in any particular way. And now it shows me the four SKUs that are available from this publisher at this offer. So I'm probably going to be using the Windows 2012 R2 Data Center. Now, in order to find the images then that are available, and that would be then the image, full image name, I can use this command. And this command will actually let me fill in all the details. So give me the list of all the images in the West United States from this publisher, this offer, and this SKU. When I run this, I'll see a list of images. And that's the bit of information that we're going to want to use. Now, we want to target probably the one that's the most recent. And here I can see a version number that has a, looks like a year and a month of 2015 June. So that's the most recent of these. And so I would grab this long URN, Microsoft, Windows Server, 2012 R2 Data Center, those little bits of information separated by colons, they look familiar, don't they? Those are the publisher, the offer, and the SKU. And then this version number, that makes up the image name. Now, to create a virtual machine, I'm going to have to add this to a resource, and I want to add this to a resource group. I'm going to have a group available to, in order to target. And so I'm going to use the Azure group command and just list the resource groups that are available and see if I can find one that's useful to me. Well, I don't. I'm actually going to create one. So I can use Azure group create to create a resource group here. And this will create a group named KAR Server 2012 R2. And it comes back fairly quickly. So now I have a resource group. And now I can run the Azure VM quick create command. And I've saved off, notice in my text file here, I've saved off the image that I want to use. So we'll go ahead and paste that here. And what's nice about this quick create is it actually prompts me for everything it needs. So I can enter the resource group name. I can enter a virtual machine name. Where in the world it should be. The Windows is the operating system. And the image URN. Where did we see that before? That's what I copied off from the information when we retrieved the list of images. So I'll paste that here. And as we're building a virtual machine, of course, we have to rename the administrator and give it a strong password twice. And because I didn't specify anything more, it's a quick create. It's going to build everything else it needs in the resource group in order to make this machine happen. It's going to create the storage account for me. It's going to create the networking parts, the NIC, and all the different IP addresses. For public IP address as well as private IP address. And really, that's all I need to do. I could actually go back to my portal. And if I were to browse on resource groups, I will now see my new resource group here. And as my virtual machine and its other items are being built, I'll be seeing this list get longer, and eventually I'll see a virtual machine here as well that will be creating and then eventually running. So that shows you how to use the Azure CLI in a command line to navigate to and then select the different components that you need in order to target an image and to build a virtual machine using the Azure CLI. I hope you found this useful, and we'll see you in the next video.